Some believe the Tucson artifacts, or as they're sometimes called, the Silver Bell artifacts, prove the existence of a Roman colony in the Tucson area sometime around 800 AD. They're a collection of crosses, swords, and various ceremonial pieces. Look up close, and you'll see detailed engravings, words and phrases in Latin and Hebrew, pictures of angels and people. The pieces were found in 1924 by Toussonan Charles Meynier and his family during a trip to the Picture Rocks area. They were driving along present-day Silver Bell Road and stopped to do some exploring. Julia Areola, curator with the Arizona History Museum, picks up the story from there.
And while they were there, they saw something that was protruding from the earth, and it turned out to be a cross. And so they dug it out, and they noticed that there were things written on it, Latin scripture and things like that. And so they decided to dig some more, and they found out that they had like 31 of these crosses, swords.
The largest of the objects found that day was a 64-pound, 20-inch-long lead cross. The objects ended up at the University of Arizona, and that's when archaeologists and anthropologists squared off into separate camps of thought about the origin of the artifacts.
They thought maybe the Romans were here, like in 700 or 900 AD. Some of the other ideas were is that some lost tribe of Israel was here, even to the point of a Mexican sculptor possibly casting these lead objects and placing them there.
Everyone seemed to have a different idea about where the Tucson artifacts came from and what the engravings meant. Some were convinced of their authenticity, saying they were genuine archaeological finds that suggested a Jewish settlement founded by people who came to the Tucson area from Rome in 800 AD. But the controversy sharpened when scholars found that some of the inscriptions on the objects were basically standard literary quotations from the likes of Cicero and Latin grammar books. Soon, the Smithsonian and the British Museum were involved. The curator of the Smithsonian, for example, took a look at the artifacts and opined that they may have come from, quote, some mentally incompetent individual with a flair for old Latin and the wars of antiquity. Julia Areola at the Arizona History Museum isn't buying arguments on either side, but she does appreciate the mystery behind the artifacts. She says they're even more popular today because of a recent History Channel special about them.
I think it just got interest going on it, but what they came out with was they decided that it wasn't a hoax, that it was true. So, you know, I don't know. There's still that belief. People think that they're real. People think that they aren't real. And I invite people to just come in and have a look at them, and if they want to do some research, we have all the information in our library archives, and they can come up with their own conclusion.
Even if you're not interested in scholarly research on the artifacts, Areola says you can still see them up close. Close enough, in fact, to clearly read the inscriptions.
They're all fascinating.
The Tucson artifacts have been on display several times before, but with new interest in them and the recent TV show, Areola says museum officials felt it was time to put them out again. Maybe it will get people talking about them again. Maybe it will help solve the mystery. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.